This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Countdown to kickoff. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley with you. You better, you bet, on BetQL. Great hour number one. We told you about all the notable line movement. We talked about the ginormous games on the docket. We got Will Brinson's favorite plays. Coming up this hour, Ken Barkley's Moneyline Parlay. Moneyline underdog parlay, which Ken hit in week number one. And if people took our advice, but also hit in week number two. So you're feeling good about these, I'm guessing, heading into week number three, right?
It is. I think there's some options that kind of scream out, to be honest. Some small dogs, we're talking about only a couple points, but obviously you want to boost them. You want to put a couple really live ones in there. I mean, the good news is there's what, seven games basically lined right around a touchdown. So no shortage of options. Let's say if you wanted to kind of mix and match, I think there are a couple that stand out.
We'll have some teaser bets as well. We'll have survivor plays if you didn't take the Panthers on Thursday, like Ken Barkley told you to. But if you didn't, we're going to give you a survivor play for Sunday in the National Football League. Best bets coming up 40 minutes from right now. So if there's a game you want to pick for that you want thoughts on and we have not yet hit on it, we will do it in 40 minutes. Best bets. We will hit on every single game to close the show, side and total. We're going to get to the Prop King coming up in a second, but we want to tell everybody about our friends over at Bet Rivers, Ken, because when you place your football bets this week, we want everyone to try out same game parlays at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. You can mix, match, and multiply your payouts with player prop combos along with traditional game lines. It's easy and fun. So give it a go this week. Or if golf is more your speed, you can get a 20% profit boost every day of the Ryder Cup. Log in, bet in, and win at Bet Rivers. Download the app today or go to betrivers.com. I feel like I butchered that read.
Log in, bet in? Is that really what it says?
I thought it. You know what the problem is? I do these reads off my phone, and my cell phone is like,
Log in, bet, and win, maybe something?
No,
like that.
It's like, I don't know if you can see this, but my cell phone is like ridiculous. No, it's just, it's cracked. My phone is cracked.
I can't see the crack. Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, that's a bad job by me. You can't log in and bet in. You can log in and bet.
Log in, bet in, win in, you know.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's give some prop winners out instead of me trying to butchering live reads. We'll prop in. No chance Ken Barkley gets that song reference. Okay, nope. Prop King time here on You Better You Bet. So, Rick, it's time for the Prop King to descend down from thy royal throne, for thy royal purple velvety carpet to be unfurled, for thy royal Prop King to traipse across. Prop King also needs to clear his throat. For the Prop King to traipse across.
Thy royal congestion.
Yes, thy royal allergies. Yep. The Prop King needs thy royal Zyrtec D. For the Prop King to traipse, because he does not walk over to thy royal platform, to stare down upon you, the listener, you, the viewer, the peasants of the Prop Kingdom. But it's okay, because come the end of this segment, we're going to get you at least to the upper middle class, at least to the middle class with prop winners for week number three in the National Football League. Rick Camp, it's time for the Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
Wow. Your Majesty.
Tyler's All Hail King Costos gets me every time.
All hail King Costos.
sounds like he's being held at gunpoint. Read this or die. All hail King Costos. Okay, to the props. Ken, we begin in Western New York, where the Bills play the Washington football team. Prop King's got a couple props for this game, as you might expect. The Prop King has been a little upset with thy royal Josh Allen this season. After a near MVP campaign last year where he won the Prop King, tons of, what should we call like the money in the Prop Kingdom? Is it like rupees? Like Gil, like in Final Zelda Fantasy?
Yeah, yeah. Or like I think it should just be like coins. Like that translates to every kingdom throughout history, right? It was just, you know, going back to
thy fill thy royal coffers. Josh Allen last year, he filled thy royal coffers with coins of the gold variety. But this year, despite the 35-0 win last week over the Miami Dolphins, Josh Allen has been scattershot. Josh Allen looks like he did at thy royal Wyoming. This does not look like Josh Allen of thy royal
Wyoming.
of thy royal Buffalo Bills. It just doesn't. But despite that, maybe he doesn't have a 400-yard passing day today against the porous Washington football team secondary. Maybe he doesn't have a 2020 Josh Allen performance. But I think, Ken, in this game, regardless of how Josh Allen plays, I do think we get a 2020 Stephon Diggs performance. He's going to get peppered with targets from Allen. No one in this Washington secondary can come close to covering Stephon Diggs. Diggs right now has gone under the total in his first two games of the season. This is the blow-up game for Steph Diggs. The first prop for thy royal prop king, Stephon Diggs, over 76.5 receiving yards. All these numbers, by the way, courtesy of our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, or if you're in New Jersey, playsugarhouse.com. One other prop for this game.
Oh, one other prop. Sorry, I thought that was your grand finale. Sorry, Your Majesty. Continue, please.
Yes, we will. Yes, I'm benevolent king, so there will be no punishment for this interruption, but future ones perhaps will be met with thy royal guillotine. Antonio Gibson, Washington football team running back. I just think he's such a stud. I feel like this number's dropped a little bit because of what J.D. McKissic was able to do last week, both on the ground and through the air against the New York football Giants. Antonio Gibson, you know Washington's going to feed him in this game. I think this is going to be a sneaky high-scoring game. Antonio Gibson, Ken, over 62.5 rushing yards. So Diggs over receiving yards, Gibson over rushing yards. I feel like that number for Gibson should be higher.
Yeah, and just, is there going to be more scoring in this game than the market expects? I think that's like a conversation you and I have had. This was one of the weather games we were kind of monitoring throughout the week. Looks like it might end up being fine. Like the wind may not end up being a factor. The only game affected by weather, we'll do that later for the picks, might be Kansas City. Might be a little crazy with wind throughout the course of the game. But this one looks like not so bad. When really earlier in the week, we thought it might have been a problem. 45.5, very low total. Like I'm not sure I agree with it. And sounds like your props necessarily don't agree with it.
Yeah, and listen, we will give our bets out for Washington and the Buffalo Bills in the best bet segment. Maybe got the over. Maybe, just maybe, have the over in this game with Buffalo and the football team. The Prop King moves to Jacksonville. It's not normally a place where the Prop King likes to spend time, but for a couple hours on a Sunday to make some coins, we will do just that. We're the Jaguars, 7.5-point home underdogs against the Cardinals. Total here is 51. Now, we need some royal information. We need thy royal Ravens. Not Baltimore, but like the Ravens that actually like carry like the messages.
Yeah, like messenger Ravens. Yeah.
Messenger Ravens. We need thy royal messenger Ravens to come deliver us thy royal information as it concerns thy royal DeAndre Hopkins and whether DeAndre Hopkins is going to play. We'll know for sure in about 25 minutes when the actives and inactives come out. Hopkins, game time decision with his rib injury. Worth noting, AJ Green said on Thursday that Hopkins is going to play. Adam Schefter tweeted this morning that that Hopkins is likely to play, but has to go through warm-ups, but that sources say that he should play. If Hopkins plays, green light go on whatever his receiving yards over is. Because if he plays, he's gonna give it a full go because that's been his MO his entire career. He's only missed two games in his illustrious career. So Hopkins over receiving yards, but we obviously need him to be active for that to be the case. Similar handicap to Steph Diggs. I just feel like this is the blow up. He's gone over his receiving yards prop in each of the first two games of the season. Love him in this matchup against a porous and terrible Jacksonville Jaguars defense and secondary. And on the bring back here with Jacksonville, she says she wants some Marvin Jones, some Luther Vandross. But everyone does at this point. Everyone knows that Marvin Jones is Trevor Lawrence's preferred target. So I think I'm going to stay away from thy royal Marvin Jones today. You know, Ken, on the show Shark Tank, Tyler Morales' favorite television show, The entrepreneurs say, I'm out. But as far as today in Jacksonville, Shark Tank better say, I'm in for the over on DJ Chark down the field against the battered Arizona secondary. DJ Chark, over 54.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, with going against Jacksonville's defense with Hopkins, like, I mean, we think about Jacksonville's first two games, like Tyrod Taylor basically looking like the greatest quarterback of all time, throwing the ball down the field, like secondary couldn't make a play on the ball whatsoever. And then we think about what Courtland Sutton, right, did for Denver last week against them, had like a monster game from the wide receiver.
9 for 159, yep.
Yeah, so we've seen it, you know, time and time again, like not surprising to see you go over on that one.
All right, you better you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Prop King, all the props for week number 3 in the National Football League. To thy royal Patriots, and thou Royal New Orleans Saints, and thou Royal Foxborough, Massachusetts. Three props for this game. And we'll get to our takes on this game a little later and how we think it's going to play out. I like Jameis Winston's under on passing yards here, despite the fact that I think we may have more points scored in this game than expected. Jameis Winston, I feel like the number's too high. Like, prove it to me, Jameis. Like, and also, Sean Payton proved to me that Taysom Hill's not going to play a lot in this game today. Jameis Winston, under 220.5 passing yards. We saw the Jets run 31 times for 152 yards last week against the Patriots. I feel like the Saints are going to be like, hey, you know what we should probably do with a quarterback who's not very good and not a lot of weapons on offense? Probably run the ball with one of the best running backs in football. People are like, oh, well, the Patriots are going to try and stop Alvin Kamara. Good luck. Alvin Kamara over 57.5 rushing yards. And I was originally going to be on this Nelson Aguilar over Ken, receiving yards over for the Patriots, but Marshawn Lattimore going to play in the game kind of changes that for me. So I'm going to stay away from the boundary cornerbacks here, and I'm going to go into the slot here for the New England Patriots and go over receiving yards on Jacoby Myers. Myers can over 48.5.
Yeah, this like you mentioned, our thoughts on this total. It's just very interesting. This game is currently in the market projected to be the second after Jets Denver, is projected to be the lowest scoring game of the week. Kind of interesting. Like Jameis, Mac Jones, some of the offensive weapons in play, weather totally fine. Like is that really true? I think that's an interesting thing. We'll go through that later.
All right, to the Ravens and the Lions. Baltimore's got a lot of players out in this game, thy Royal Ravens. Baltimore, 7.5-point favorite, total 50.5. Lamar Jackson is going to play, but we've got a lot of people out for Baltimore, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We can detail that maybe with best bets. But to the props here for this game, Quintez Cephas. It's a real name. It's a real person. He scored a touchdown on Monday Night Football.
He really won you money against
the Packers. He played well in week. He's Jared Goff's number one receiver, and with injuries in the Ravens secondary, expecting them to be in comeback mode in this game. Cephas over 41.5 receiving yards. I'm going to bet this, and I know the number has adjusted up, but I'm going to bet it until it loses because I don't even think it's high enough given the volume that he's going to see. And tight ends have tagged the Ravens in two games this season. So give me TJ Hockenson over 62.5 receiving yards. Remember, of course, Darren Waller in week one, Travis Kelce week two. I know Hockenson's maybe not at that level, but he's not far off. Hockenson over 62.5 receiving yards. And I think this is a game where the Ravens run it all over this Lions defense. Tyson Williams over 56.5 rushing yards. And Lamar Jackson, Ken, even with that upset tum for Lamar Jackson, over 75.5 rushing yards.
Yeah, and you know I like the over in this game. I know it's gotten bet up a little bit, partly because of the Ravens injury report with their defensive players. But yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And I actually had Hockenson written in my notes as just like, I try to guess sometimes what I know that you're going to be on. And this was like such an obvious one. We both like the under in the game, indoor game, Lions playing at home again. I think if we think it's going to be kind of a Lions scoring a lot in the second half, then obviously Hockenson's a huge part of that.
All right, let's move to thy Royal Browns and thou Royal Bears with thy Royal Justin Fields set to make his first ever start. Thy Royal Bears fans very excited for this. Prop King only has one prop for this game. I don't want to like guess really about what Justin Fields is going to do here, who he's going to throw the football to. Prop King was going to be on Darnell Mooney, but Darnell Mooney, even if he plays, probably not going to be 100%. The Prop King knows that we had guests on the show last week that kind of liked Allen Robinson in this game. I need to see it. Like, what's the target distribution going to be like? Who's Fields going to lean on? Fields rushing prop has been steamed up like 15 yards. Not really interested in that. So only one prop here. I kind of feel like the Browns are going to come out throwing in this game. Bears' run defense has been pretty good, even without Eddie Goldman in this game. I think the Browns are going to come out throwing and then try to run late to salt it away. So Browns only have one wide receiver right now that you could even remotely trust with Jarvis Landry out, and it is the returning Odell Beckham Jr. I would not be playing this if it were like 60, if it were 70, even if it were 55. The number's 45.5 for OBJ. The Prop King playing Odell Beckham Jr. over 45.5 receiving yards.
And this game absolutely wins by a word for like no clue what to do. No final score would be surprising whatsoever. Browns by a lot, Bears outright, high scoring, low scoring game. A game that I've had trouble with all week, have no bets on right now.
Yeah, so that's the Browns and the Chicago Bears. Let's close this segment here with the Prop King, with the Steelers and the Bengals. Now with TJ Watt out, thy Royal TJ Watt, that obviously hurts things with thou Royal Cincinnati offensive line being absolutely dreadful. So the Prop King has a pair of props on the Cincinnati side. Now for the Bengals, we know that T. Higgins is likely not to play in this game. He's doubtful. Reports have come out saying Higgins is not going to play, which narrows the target distribution, along with Boyd, obviously, and Higgins and Chase, where I think Jamar Chase is the guy to play here. And I remember what Henry Ruggs did last weekend against the Steelers defense with no TJ Watt there, even with Joe Hayden back. I think Chase is too good. Chase over 61.5 receiving yards. And I kind of think the Bengals are going to win this game and like control this game. And I want to play Joe Mixon over 68.5 rushing yards, Ken, with the Bengals and the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, Steelers obviously missing so many defensive players. They get Bush and Hayden back. We'll see what kind of... Yeah, I don't know what we can reasonably expect from Pittsburgh defense. I honestly don't know. I hope it's better than what you expect since I have a ticket of -4 from earlier in the week. But yeah, honestly don't know.
In the interest of time, the Prop King will run through the Chiefs and the Chargers here, and then we'll pick it up next segment with the Giants and the Falcons. Chris Harris not going to play in this game. Tyreek Hill over 82.5 receiving yards for the Chiefs. We know we love Big Mike Williams here, playing the Michael Thomas role in the Joe Lombardi offense for the Chargers. Big Mike over 70.5 receiving yards. And I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night for Mecole Hardman. Mecole Hardman over 43.5 receiving yards. Those props for the Chiefs and the Chargers. More Prop King coming up next, and we start with the Giants and Falcons. Best bets, every single game on the docket coming up in 20 minutes. But now it's time to wrap up the Prop King's props for week number 3. Then it's Ken Barkley's money line underdog parlay. Then some teasers. Then some survivor bets. It'll be an action-packed segment here. Ken, we go to the Giants and the Falcons. Prop King's got a contingency here, a thy royal contingency. So Kenny Golladay, I think he's going to be active, but wide receivers coach has reportedly told some members of the Giants media that Kenny Golladay is going to be playing limited snaps in today's game with his injury. I feel like I'm almost off of this. Like my plan was to play Golladay if he played, if not to play Darius Slayton. Now it's like, who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, just don't play him.
I think the Prop King is off Kenny Golladay and Darius Slayton. So again, if you listen to the Prop King on The Fan or on Friday, like, we got new information. You know, that show was on Friday. The show on The Fan is at 8:30 in the morning. Now we've got new information at 11:21 a.m. Eastern time. So no Giants props in this game receiving-wise. One receiving prop for the Falcons, Kyle Pitts, over 53.5 receiving yards. I mean, you pay attention, you know that the Prop King's taking this. And let's go over Saquon Barkley, 62.5 rushing yards. He looked pretty good last week. Like, still should never have been the second overall pick in the draft, but still, I know I will never let go of that. But it looked pretty good, and the Falcons' defense is dreadful. So Kyle Pitts, Ken, over 53.5 receiving yards. Saquon, over 62.5 rushing yards.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising that with what we've seen from the Falcons' defense so far, that that you would be interested in some players against them. It's been dreadful. Two, honestly, totally dreadful teams. Still can't believe that they're even one is favored by anything over the other.
Okay, to the Titans and the Colts, with Carson Wentz expected to start here for Indianapolis. The Prop King feels like the Colts are going to keep this game close. The Prop King feels like the game script is going to be neutral for Indy. Maybe there'll be moments where they got to be in hurry-up mode, and maybe that's Nyheim Hines. But the Prop King feels like if there were ever a game for the Colts to lean on their run game, it's today. With the offensive line almost fully healthy, the team's healthier than it's been all season overall. Jonathan Taylor, over 63.5. rushing yards. And the Prop King likes to bet on talent. AJ Brown went under in week 1. AJ Brown screwed us in week 2 by dropping what would have been an 80-yard touchdown to go over his prop. AJ Brown, I'm going to bet on talent. He's no downtown Mike Brown, but AJ Brown going over 65.5 receiving yards going to make the Prop King some royal rupees today.
Yeah, spoiler alert, I think there are going to be like a billion points in this game, no matter how many ankles Indianapolis' starting quarterback has. So agree with overs in this game for sure.
Okay, to the Raiders and thy Royal Dolphins. Even with Jacoby Brissett starting, I know people are scared of the Miami Dolphins. Like, on the offensive side, what are they going to do? What's the target distribution going to be? The Prop King just told you he likes to bet on talent. You'll hear that coming up momentarily as well. The most talented member of this Dolphins pass-catching group is Jaylen Waddle. They got to get the ball in Jaylen Waddle's hands. The Prop King's playing Jaylen Waddle over 44.5 receiving yards. Waddle has gone over in each of his first two games this season. And on the flip side, the Prop King respects Brian Flores, respects Xavier Howard, respects this Miami Dolphins secondary, believes that Miami's going to try and take away Henry Ruggs, take away the deep passing game from the Raiders. The Prop King also knows Darren Waller tagged the Dolphins for 112 receiving yards last year. The Prop King over Darren Waller, 76.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, that'll be a really, really interesting game to see how Miami defends him. We know their secondary is really good, so maybe the tight end's open. Just Miami's a smart, well-coached team. That's actually a game I'm like kind of fascinated to watch. I know people don't want to watch Jacoby Brissett play football necessarily, but very fascinated by that game.
I think Henry Ruggs showed last week, just as a quick aside, that like he's had the full awakening yet that like DJ Moore has had or like Hollywood Brown has had, but he's close. Like you cannot like have like a second or third corner and without safety help on Henry Ruggs, because he's going to burn you. And they showed you that last week. That's terrifying for opposing defenses, what the Raiders did last week on that play. Like, go back and watch it. Like, that's a play that not many receivers can make, that Henry Ruggs made. Because as Ken said correctly, he fast. To the Broncos and the Jets. Curious, Ken, your thoughts here. I actually want to put this up for thy royal scrutiny here. So Cortland Sutton is the easiest over of the week, probably. 62.5 receiving yards. Teddy's locked into him. Bad Jet secondary. That's easy. Sutton over 62.5 receiving yards. So the Prop King wants to play some of these Jets running backs. Tevin Coleman's not going to play, which means it's Ty Johnson and Michael Carter. I kind of want to play overs on both of them. They're all in the low 30s.
Ooh, yeah, it's interesting.
We just don't know, you know, like what like the distribution's going to be between the two of them.
Right.
It's been a committee so far.
We don't know what the distribution's going to be, and we also, I mean, this is a game that projects as Denver being ahead early and frequently and maybe by a lot. So like what happens in the second half when that's true? Now the Jets were pretty committed to the run, even though the Patriots were up in that game by, you know, 7 to 14 points in kind of a weird game. Jets ran really well, but got smoked because of turnovers. So it'd just be interesting. Like if it's 14-0, you know, Denver in the third quarter, 17-0 in the fourth quarter, 17-3. Like that's why those are lined very low. Like it's, I know it's striking to have like Jets running back totals that low after they ran so well last week, but that's obviously why. So yeah, just a decision point. Like, do you think this game is going to be closer than the market does? I kind of do, but I understand that that's a contrarian opinion. Not a lot of people want to bet on the Jets.
So if people are out there want to, Ty Johnson, 34.5 rushing yards, no Michael Carter props in terms of yards over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. We go to the Seahawks and the Vikings. We talked about betting on talent. The Prop King is going to do that with Justin Jefferson. Not going to overthink it here. He's gone under in his first two games. I don't care. Vikings are desperate. Dalvin Cook unlikely to play. Justin Jefferson over 79.5 receiving yards. And with Patrick Peterson likely to be on DK Metcalf, let's go over again on Tyler Lockett, been maybe the best receiver in football this year. Lockett over 76.5 receiving yards. You might be wondering, why is the Prop King not talked about Alexander Mattison? Mattison's like minus money to score a touchdown here with Dalvin Cook unlikely to play. Like, he's going to have a monster game. The market expects him to have a monster game if Cook doesn't play. So we're going to stay away from Alexander Mattison. To Tampa and the Los Angeles Rams, three props for thy royal Prop King. I'm expecting Jalen Ramsey, as Will Brinson said in the first hour, to be on Mike Evans for the majority of the game. That's going to leave Chris Godwin open a lot in this game. So Godwin over 70.5 receiving yards. Cooper Kupp's number is astronomical in like the high 80s, and like he could easily go over. But with the way that this Tampa defense is constituted here, the Rams are going to want to attack them underneath the way that we've seen Atlanta and Dallas do it so far this year. The Prop King would rather have a contrarian angle here and play a Robert Woods over at 63.5. So a discount on Robert Woods, same type of receiver as Kupp, maybe not as good as Kupp, but like the same profiles as the same type of receiver. So Woods over 63.5 receiving yards. And Ken, who wants the funk? We want the funk. Jake Funk for the Los Angeles Rams. I give a hat tip. I will do one now to our pal Evan Silva from Establish the Run, who talked about this early in the week. Darryl Henderson not expected to play today. That leaves Sony Michel as the Rams lead running back, who has two arthritic knees. Jake Funk is the third stringer. He was great at Maryland, plus 295 anytime touchdown. So over Godwin receiving yards, over Woods receiving yards, and Jake Funk, we want the funk in the end zone, plus 295 anytime touchdown.
Love it. Little Jake Funk. Yeah, people who probably didn't watch him in the Big Ten last year playing for Maryland, but I mean, actually had like an awesome season. Actually, it was like really, really good. Maybe not a lot of people expected that. We want funk.
No, we want the funk, all right. Gotta have that funk. What are other songs with funk? We should do this another time because there's not a lot of time.
But yeah, let's delay the funk, so to speak.
But I've got Jake Funk on a bunch of fantasy teams as well, expecting him to maybe play. All right, and we close Sunday night football. Four props for the Prop King in this game. Two of which based on the field, two of which based on intuition. The two on field, I'm going to play George Kittle until he goes over or until I'm broke. He's gone under in his first two games. Kittle over 61.5 receiving yards. He's too good. You know, played this on Monday night and it was a disaster, but he gets the targets down the field. This Niner secondary is not great. Marquez Valdes-Scantling over 33.5 receiving yards. I had to do it. Got to go back to the well here. The number's too low. And I'm expecting, the Prop King expects more Trey Lance tonight, Ken, than originally thought. The Prop King expects the Niners not to be able to game manage this game. So just intuition. And if you, the person listening or watching, if you disagree, that's totally fine. Obviously, that's you don't have to make these bets. But the Prop King wants to play Jimmy G unders tonight. Under 31.5 attempts, under 243.5 passing yards, and Trey Lance plus 310 anytime touchdown. These are Prop King plays, not based on anything other than the Prop King's own intuition, Ken.
Yeah, and this speaks to a philosophy that you and I have occasionally for the primetime games, which is if we think there's like a non-zero chance. So all quarterback props are made with the idea the quarterback is playing every snap, like all 60 minutes, basically. That's how quarterback props are generally made. If you think there's a chance that it's not 100% of snaps, if it's like 90%, 85%, either because a quarterback is nursing an injury, because the backup actually may be inserted in the game because the starter is struggling so much, or for a situation like you're describing, kind of like a Taysom Hill New Orleans almost situation, then sometimes the totals and the prop totals rather can be kind of like improperly set, where it's a little bit plus EV, I think, to play unders on everything. Now, usually that's motivated by news. Like, we have reporting that it's likely that that's going to happen, and so we bet those. This is one that's just motivated by kind of what you think is going to happen. So it's kind of like playing a philosophy that we play all the time when we get information without the information, basically just based on intuition. Not that that's even a bad thing, but just to kind of explain, like, we do that with quarterbacks, especially in some of these primetime games. And, you know, we really haven't had a spot like that to do it so far this season.
Yeah, listen, I could be wrong about that, and you don't have to tail that. You out there listening or watching, if you think, oh, idiot, Garoppolo's going to play, Niners are going to win, don't play it. That's totally okay. So, yeah, that's how the prop king's going to choose to play this tonight with Trey Lance. And those are thy royal props for week number three in the National Football League. You better, you bet, countdown to kickoff week three NFL Sunday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on BetQL. Let's do some teasers. Let's do some survivor picks. But, Ken, we've made the people wait long enough. Hit us, Ken, with your week three underdog money line parlay.
Yeah, there are, and you mentioned it last segment, but it's worth noting, 16-1 hit in week one. Week two missed because of Jacksonville, but was like, if you don't want to put in Jacksonville, put in New Orleans instead. A lot of people did that. Smart people who did not like Jacksonville did that, and they ended up hitting a pretty good size parlay as well. So congrats to those people, obviously. That's what we're trying to do, make people money. There are four underdogs. I'm kind of interested in mixing and matching here, so I'll give the payouts for kind of grouping them together. Those four, and there are a couple that are like fringe, which I could go over a little bit, but I think these four I'm like very interested in. That would be Washington, Atlanta, Miami, and the Packers. Those would be four that I would be interested in mixing and matching. So Washington is going to be the one that gives you the biggest boost, obviously, because they're the biggest underdog. If you play all four of those together, it pays about 60-1, Washington, Atlanta, Miami, and the Packers. If you play Washington with two of the smaller dogs, so three, Atlanta, Miami, Green Bay, all in about the same range, Washington larger. If you play Washington with two of the three smaller dogs, it pays about 25. And if you play the three small dogs together, that's just Falcons, Dolphins, Packers, who are all about 3, 3.5, 4-point dogs. That pays about 15-1. That would be similar to the parlay that we played in week one. So you can mix and match those as you see fit, however you want to do it. A couple that didn't make it. Chicago is a little interesting. I just like all the other four ones better. I feel a little bit more confident. Washington falls into this insane historical spot for teams like them, where they win very, very frequently. Teams like Washington don't cover two in a row, find themselves in this kind of weird non-conference game, just like a weird spot that the dog ends up winning in this spot like a lot historically. So like Washington a little more, admit that Chicago might be a little more live because of Fields. So that was one. And then the Saints, honestly, like, I just really liked the three and really like teasing them up. I don't even really like them to win. The game might be low scoring. The total's very low. I don't think it'll be, but in case it is, in case it's a rock fight game, I just think the points are valuable. I don't think they're as live as some of the other small dogs we went over. So Washington, Atlanta, Miami, Green Bay, I'd mix and match those as you see fit.
Okay, so good stuff there from Ken on the underdog money line of parlay. These have been profitable this season, so hopefully you were taking notes and paying attention just now. Ken, do you have any teaser thoughts for us here? And then I'll give some updated injury information we've got.
Yeah, the more I've kind of gone through things, the more I would advocate, I think, for Arizona to be a part of a 6-point tease, 7.5 to 1.5 over some other teams on the board. Obviously, you know, I like Washington, so we're never going to do anything with Buffalo. I like the Chiefs, so we're never going to do anything with the Chargers in that spot. And we have 6.5, sorry, obviously, as well. Bears presents as a very volatile game. Like, teasers are inherently valuable when the spread in the market, you feel very confident that's the right number, like that we have good information and could create a really good number from that information. Fields' first start does not create a market where I feel like we have a good idea what the difference between the teams are. I would never tease the Browns in this situation. I think we have no idea what the right difference between the teams are. I'd rather pass the game almost entirely and spend teasers somewhere else. So I like Arizona. Obviously, we like Carolina from before. And then Atlanta and New Orleans up, which you talked about already, 2.5 to 8.5. Those would be teaser legs I would advocate for as well.
Do you have a survivor pick for us today for those unfortunate souls who did not take Carolina like you instructed them to do earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it had to be Carolina because now look where we are. Now Baltimore's got like these guys inactive. Lamar has the stomach illness. Like, you can't really take them. Arizona's on the road. That's not bad. I think I would just go Denver if you did not use Carolina.
So Denver would be the pick. So again, you're doing survivor. If you have not put an entry in yet, you didn't take Carolina. The Denver Broncos at home against the New York Jets. Ken Barkley's thought. All right, we've got.